Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two students at the University of Jamestown joining us. We have Emma Thompson and Alexis Young. And Emma and Alexis, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys for coming back onto the show now. If our fellow listeners remember, we talked with Emma and Alexis previously about a study abroad program in Italy. And they're joining us again today because, well, some of the scouting's been done and it's getting closer. It's coming up in May. So we're going to talk about the trip and everything that it consists of. But first, for our listeners maybe who did not hear that, Emma or Alexis, you want to tell us a little bit about the study abroad program?
Yeah, so the University of Jamestown is opening up a new study abroad program in Chi, Italy over the summer in May. It's 3 weeks, May 8th through the 29th, and our own professors are going over with the students to teach the classes there.
And this is super cool. So there's three different professors that'll be teaching the different classes while you're overseas, right?
Right.
Yep.
That's awesome. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, one of the professors is a language professor, so right now the students are in a crash course for Italian, and they'll continue that while they're in Chi.
Okay.
And then the other professor will be teaching a religion/history class, which will be really cool because students will get to see everything firsthand instead of learning it through a textbook.
For sure.
Right. And then the last professor is the business professor, who will be teaching kind of a global business class.
Perfect. So when we last talked to you guys, you were gearing up, or I think Emma, you were gearing up to go across. I don't know if Alexis went overseas with you for the...
Both of us got to do it.
Okay. So you went overseas and you kind of like scouted out the area and like did some reconnaissance, if you will. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So we stayed in Chi, where the study abroad will be, and it is just a absolutely charming little town. It is everything that you would think of in Italy. Cobblestone streets, old buildings from the Romans. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. No. Like, where is it kind of like in relation to like Rome and all the big places in Italy?
So Rome, it's about 2 hours from, but it's only like 30 minutes from the coast, which That's is really bad. Nice because there's a bus that goes straight from this little town called Fano on the coast to Chi. So
that's awesome.
Yes.
So again, we have Emma Thompson, Alexis Young joining us on Let's Talk About It. Study abroad program will be going on May 8th through the 29th, roughly. And it's just students that are doing this, right?
Correct.
That are traveling overseas.
Yep.
So is this like for students in a certain a certain major, or is it just for students who are interested in this?
It's really more just for students that are interested in it.
Okay.
I mean, obviously for this May, it'll be a lot of business students, but for students that are looking to get some type of major or minor in Italian, this would be a perfect opportunity for them, or someone who's really interested in history and religion. And as the years go on, there is talk about broadening the program so that more students from different areas can go and experience it as well.
That's awesome. So, you know, again, for our listeners who didn't catch it last time, you guys will be getting like this real world experience while also learning about it, more hands on.
Right.
Do you want to tell us about that? Like kind of what the plan is? Like, do you plan on using like language, like with the people there, of course, and anything like that?
Right. Well, like I said before, the students that are going in May have to take a crash course in Italian the second half of the second semester. And so that'll be used when we go and meet with businesses in the town.
Yeah.
You'll have to go in, introduce yourself in Italian, do as much Italian as you possibly can, pretty much. And then we'll go from there. But as far as all the other classes go, when you're learning about the church, it'll be walking into the church, pointing out the famous paintings, seeing the historical landmarks, and really just being completely immersed in the country.
It sounds like you guys are going to ultimately be like part of the community.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
That's really cool.
And the nice thing too about this little town, Chi, is the community is so welcoming to us. Mm-hmm. We got to meet with the mayor and the vice mayor of the town, and they were so excited that our university is coming to the town.
That's really cool. So is this, I'm probably putting you on the spot with this, but I'm sure there's a lot of different study abroad programs, but I think this is the first time that something like this has been put together, right, at the university?
Right. This is the first time that the University of Jamestown is sending our very own professors over to teach our students, which is super cool. And like Alexis said, with the hopes of expanding the program in the future, because right now, you know, it's more a focus on that business side, but I know like more history professors want to go, and possibly like ecology, studying the land. There's maybe possibly a teaching program to go over there, work with the local schools. So
there's so much opportunity behind it.
Yes, there really is.
That's amazing. So again, Emma Thompson, Alexis Young, joining us here on Let's Talk. There's a cost for it too for the students though, right?
There is, yep. So approximately it's going to be around $3,800. Okay. It hasn't been exactly decided because it depends on the price of the plane tickets, that's going to include, like I said, the plane ticket there and back. It's going to include housing, tuition, some meals per week, three per week that you'll have with the professors as a group. So it's a great deal.
That's awesome. Perfect. And how many credits? We talked about that last time. It's about six or seven,
I believe,
right?
It's six, yeah.
Six for that.
But the other great thing with the cost is students can get financial aid to help them out with that. So it's not just completely out of your own pocket.
That's amazing. That's really cool. So do we have roughly how many people will be going yet? Or is there still like people who are like, oh, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't?
This May, it's looking like there'll be about four students going.
Nice.
Okay. Which is a pretty good number for the first time. So, but there are a lot of students very interested. Yeah. And so hopefully next May, it'll be a larger group.
Wonderful. And will it still be to Italy? Or are you guys going to look at different countries, do you think?
Next year, it'd most likely be to Italy because the school did take out a two-year lease with this apartment-type building that we will be staying in over the summer.
That's awesome. So it can only get better. You guys are kind of like the experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool. I like that. So Emma Thompson, Alexis Young, anything else you guys want to throw out there about the trip or anything like that? You guys are just really excited for it?
Yes. Yeah. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yes.
So definitely for anybody that's thinking about, you know, doing it next year, it's a must-see.
Right. Definitely.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, Alexis and Emma, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much.